Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Live from what is now like a sort of sunny Yankee Stadium. How are you, Evan and Tiki, live from the ballpark? Leading you right up until Yankees-Mets, game one of the Subway Series. Pre-game show at 6:25. We're also getting you set for Knicks Celtics game six. I do have now a gut feeling about this game, which I will tell you in a couple of minutes. But when I first got here, it was pouring at Yankee Stadium, and now it is actually turning into a very nice night. The Yankees are taking batting practice right now. I saw Cody Bellinger park one, and so it is turning into a beautiful, gorgeous night for Major League Baseball here at Yankee Stadium. We have had a fun show. Carlos Mendoza joined us. You can rewind to about 3:40 to listen to our conversation with him. And at the very top of the show, we talked to the manager of the New York Yankees, Aaron Boone. So if you've missed any of it, rewind on the Odyssey app. Hello, SNY. They've been with us all day. So that's been a lot of fun. But live at Yankee Stadium, it's a very special Cinco de Fivo.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. Okay, so while it's a busy night, of course, at Madison Square Garden with the Knicks and Celtics, we are here at Yankee Stadium in the main event, Juan Soto's return home here to Yankee Stadium. So I'm here to give you the five most likely outcomes of what happens with Juan Soto's night. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Juan Soto technically doesn't have an at-bat, draws four walks.
It's on the table. He has a great eye.
I've seen those nights.
It's on the table.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
Juan Soto hits not one, not two, but three homers tonight as Mets fans laugh at Yankee fans on the way out of the building.
Could you imagine?
That should have been number five, actually, because that's less likely.
Well, we're building up suspense. We're having fun with this one, Teak. Here we go.
Number three.
I'm actually mad that this one's not number one. I'm going to start cracking up before you can get it out. Two Yankee fans previously banned from Yankee Stadium show up in ridiculous mustaches only to hold Juan Soto's arm down, causing quite the stir.
Those poor guys. Of course, that a callback to the World Series when poor Mookie Betts had his arm pulled back.
Yes, they're banned forever.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
In honor of Luis Castillo, Juan Soto drops a fly ball to score a big Yankees run and win.
I have to tell you something. I mean, you want to paint like the nightmarish of nightmarish scenarios, because even though it was a regular season game and what turned out to be a lost Mets season, the Luis Castillo drop is one of those regular season games that still lives deep into my soul. So a repeat, and this time involving Juan Soto, sounds like the worst horror movie one could write.
Right, that's one of the things that makes you remember a Subway Series game.
Yes.
Most of them you'll forget. That one you remember.
I remember that one.
I think you'll remember this one, too, when it comes to fruition. Here we go.
Number one.
All right. The Yankees lead in the top of the ninth. Juan Soto comes to the plate with a chance to tie the game. He hits one deep to right, where a home run is robbed by Aaron Judge going over the wall to seal a win and erasing the opportunity for any Mets fan to ever use the GIF of him dropping a fly ball in the World Series ever again. That's your Cinco de Fivo.
All right. Very good list, by the way. That was nice. That was fun. That was entertaining. I don't think that would erase the Aaron Judge GIF.
Oh, from Met fans, it would.
Well, from Met fans, that's what he's saying.
I don't think
it would. Not in general, but just from the Met fans.
Him going over the wall to catch a ball to stop Soto from beating the Yankees?
I still don't think it would because it's a regular season game. It may be an impactful regular season game in our minds, but I don't know, man. Like, that World Series one's a tough one to erase. The only way it can be erased is by going out and winning a World Series or having a great World Series.
I agree with you kind of from Aaron Judge's national perception, but I'm sorry. Any Met fan ever sends me him dropping a fly ball again, I'm sending him right back.
You have every right to. I just don't think it's going to stop. I know you're begging for that to stop.
No?
It's not going to stop unless he has a big postseason and they win. But would you sign right now for this scenario, and you were sort of alluding to it, 5-4 Yankees, top of the ninth inning, bases loaded, two out, Soto versus Weaver. Mm. Would you sign for that moment right now as a Yankee fan? You got the lead.
No, it's not comfortable enough for a Yankee fan. That's very uncomfortable for a Yankee fan.
You know what? I want it.
You want that?
You put one on, maybe.
No, gotta go the whole way.
Are we not here to be entertained? And the way Luke Weaver's been pitching, I actually would trust him to strike him out in that spot, to be honest with you.
And as a Met fan, one of the knocks on Soto has been he hasn't gotten a big hit this season. He just hasn't. And so that would create a moment if that happened. First of all, my stomach would be in knots. Screw the Nick Celtic game. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't be. I wouldn't say screw it, but I would be in knots. And I probably would be negative going into that at-bat because I almost need to see Juan Soto have that, like, majestic Met moment. It hasn't happened yet.
But you set that up so that it all benefits Juan Soto.
Bases. How does it benefit Juan Soto? He strikes out the
game.
Because
the bases are loaded, and so you've got to pitch to him.
You have to pitch to him.
Right.
But
there has to be a base open. Otherwise, it's too easy.
Yeah, but, Teak, it isn't easy because, in my mind, I'd rather have Pete Alonso up in a big spot the way he's hit this season. What are you upset about?
Because, Evan, you're not seeing the big picture here. Juan Soto, on the big stage, under the bright lights throughout his entire career, he lives for these type of moments.
Glad
I don't care what
that.
He's done this regular season.
I'm glad you
this
said
This is
that.
His night. This is his moment.
So Tommy is saying something that I heard Sal say a little bit of, and I'm going to call Sal in about a minute because we got to find out if the NL East is over. It's a very big tradition here. And I've heard, I think even Gio alluded to this morning as well. There is a belief from Met fans that this is the moment Juan Soto breaks out. And I get it. Like, there's a part of me that thinks the same thing. But what if he doesn't? And that's where I think Juan is facing a lot of pressure in this three-game series because it's like this common belief.
Yeah.
You just said it. He's always been clutch, 2019, last year with the Yankees. All of it true. Like, not denying it. But what if he does go 2-for-12 and doesn't get the big hit?
I'm wondering where your 0-for-4 tonight was on the list, Sean.
I'm giving Juan Soto that much credit that I don't think 0-for-4 is happening.
But if he does,
I mean, it's happened multiple times.
I know, but
this year.
I do think Juan Soto is going to have some sort of moment.
But if he doesn't,
even if it's a simple basic.
But if he doesn't, guys like Tommy and Sal, and again, I think Gio said it this morning too. I think on Monday he's going to face more heat than he's faced ever here because there's always been that. As he has struggled, there's always been that, don't worry, he's going to wake up for the Subway Series.
Right.
If he doesn't wake up for the Subway Series, Soto, beginning on Monday in Boston, is going to face a heat from Met fans he has not faced yet.
Can I just say
something? Am I wrong?
You're right, but...
Thank you.
And this is not me...
We can stop right there.
I'm just going to say, this is not me trolling at all, but you got to figure... Look, turn around. Where are we at right now?
We're at Yankee Stadium.
This is a hitter's park. I'm sorry. And if you look at Juan Soto's season so far, there's been a lot of home runs that he would have hit here.
Not disagreeing.
So my point is...
Tommy. I think he's going to break out this weekend. We're in simpatico. I think he's going to have a big weekend. What I'm asking you is the way you guys are building this up is if he doesn't, he's going to face the heat of... We paid $700. Am I wrong about that?
I think there will be a lot of Met fans that will start to think, all right, it's possible we aren't going to get the big-time Juan Soto first season with the Mets, which we've seen with other superstars.
Because the expectation is this is the series he wakes up.
Which is ridiculous if that's the way people feel, but I can see that coming already on Monday.
I'm going to call Sal Licata right now. He's already given me permission to call him live on the air.
So that's a shame, by the way, if you have that problem on Monday.
See how this sounds. See if you can hear Sal.
Why wouldn't we just have the control?
Hey, Sal! Yes. Is the NL East over?
Come on. I'm not going down that road.
They can't hear. Yeah. Thank you, Sal. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have done through the controller.
I would think that you've worked in radio for 30 years, Evan.
I kind of was operating under the assumption that's what we were doing.
Right. No, I was going to do it all
well,
my phone.
Well, he's only supposed to ask one question.
Yeah.
And so.
In fairness, the very first time we created Hey Sal Licata is the NL East Over, I called him on my cell phone and then held it up to a mic.
But we were in the studio.
No, you're right. It just hit me as it happened.
Right.
Hey, so
you're an idiot.
By the way, he said, what did he say?
He said, don't ask me this.
Don't ask me that right now.
I already forgot what I
right.
what he said.
I forgot what he said, too. I just heard it.
All right, you be the judge. All right, you be the executive producer, Tommy. Should we have them call him back through the control system so we can have it on record
officially? I already texted Paul call Sal.
Okay.
It's not Hal Steinbrenner. He has Sal Licata's phone number. This could have been a lot simpler.
I don't know why in my brain.
Why are you not executive producing over there, Tommy?
Right.
Well, I just assumed I saw Evan's phone out with Sal's number. I thought he had texted the control room Sal's number, which they don't need. So everyone has.
I was
number.
Showing loyalty to the way this segment originated,
yeah.
Which is, and you know what? It'll be perfect when you call Sal back in the control room. You okay? Before you play Sal, can you play the little open that we have for Hey Sal Licata? Is the NL East over? Can you have that one ready?
So this I'll take heat for. I didn't tell Rosenberg where it is.
Right.
So now if we have to do that, that's going to be.
All right, I'll do my imitation of deep voice guy. Here we go. Oh, you have
hey,
it?
Hey, Sal Licata. Is the NL East over?
You
hey,
too
Sal.
Are going to get me with this?
Sal, yeah, is the NL East over, bro?
Guys.
Shut up!
You'd be an idiot.
The NL East is over!
All right, we don't need that open. Sal, is the NL East over, bro?
Guys. Take the Yankee hats off, please, for the love of God. Evan, the only one dressed like an adult today. I'm shocked at you guys. But no, the NL East is not over.
You know what, Sal? Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to do you a favor. Live on SNY. Take it off.
No,
take it off. All right, there you go.
Why are you
this is my house.
Why are you disrespecting
and
a
Sal,
Hall of Famer? You
Sal,
see what that says?
What does that say?
What does that say?
First of all, it's a snapback.
What does that say?
I don't see anything.
What does that say right there?
Oh, it says... Pitch CCN Foundation.
No, Pitch In Foundation.
Oh, now I feel terrible.
Thank
That's
you.
It.
You wow. should feel terrible.
It's a charity hat.
Exactly.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Tiki.
Apologize to CC Sabathia right now.
I'm a loser.
CC Sabathia, if you're watching, two things I want to apologize about. Number one, I called you a very inappropriate name on the radio 10 years ago because you were upset that people were bumping on you. And I said, CC's being a whiny. And So I'm sorry for that. Who am I to say that? So, apology. That's number one. Number two, I didn't know that that was a charity hat. I was just listening to my dear friend Sal when he said take the hats off.
Yes.
So, my apologies, Mr. Sabathia. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame. It is so well deserved.
Thank you, Evan.
That better?
I appreciate that.
At least
all is forgiven.
Thank you.
Not for me, because I didn't have a charity hat. But we established some boundaries tonight at Yankee Stadium, Evan. It is okay to take one's property and throw it on the floor and destroy it.
What?
I am sitting next to Evan Roberts as he scores tonight's game. Paybacks, baby.
I'm going to tell you right
and
now.
And you won't know when it's coming.
Just drip some ice cream on it. That'll
yep.
do that'll do. The,
oh, good point.
Just drip some ice cream.
I might go for three Sundays tonight.
I'm going to tell you right now. If you even look at the scorebook in an inappropriate way, there's going to be damage,
Evan,
not just done at Madison
Evan.
Square Garden.
I promise you, something has happened to your scorecard tonight, and I'm not going to tell you when it's happening.
You can't do it.
So sit on that all night.
No. I'm gonna have you arrested.
Could be score the first inning, the sixth inning. We'll see. I'll know when the time's right.
You know what that means? You have wonderful seats tonight. I'm going to go sit somewhere else.
No, you're not.
I'm going upper
tank. No, you're with me.
I'm going upper tank tonight. I'm not dealing with that kind of risk.
Me too, but after the game.
Anyhow, I'll tell you my Knicks gut feeling in a few minutes, but let's get to some of your calls. 888-808-1019. Brad is calling from Manhattan. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. I just want to mention that 67 years ago, this Memorial Day, I saw my first game at Yankee Stadium, doubleheader.
Wow.
Yankees against Washington Senators. And you probably never heard this name, but the guy who was like the hero of the day, you know, got the most hits, was a guy named Suitcase Harry Simpson.
Mm.
Look that one up.
Believe it or not, as much as you're boring everyone else, I'm going to look it up. So don't be offended by me saying you're boring, because you may have bored 90% of the audience. You actually didn't bore me, and Sean's going to look over right before first pitch,
oh, God.
And he's going to say, what are you looking at, Evan? And I'm going to say, oh, it's the baseball reference page from the doubleheader that the random guy called in about at 525. Like, literally, you're interesting to me. And I'm going to look that up because that's the best part. When people cite the first game they ever went to, we now live in a world in which we can fact check you because you can go to baseball reference. And by the way, Tiki's already done it.
Right.
Tiki's
looking up Harry Simpson.
He's looking up Harry Simpson. Look at
Harry
that.
Harry Leon Simpson. Nickname Suitcase.
Look at that.
That's interesting. I wonder where that came from.
Suitcase, because when he traveled on the road. You know how Satchel Paige had the nickname Satchel? That's not his first name.
Obviously.
You didn't know that?
The nickname Suitcase came from being frequently traded during his playing career.
Do you know what a satchel is, by the way?
But that was a common misconception. Okay,
Wait, so it's not even true?
No. According to Cleveland Indians sketchbook, he was called Suitcase by sports writers after the Toonerville Folks character, Suitcase Simpson, because his shoe size was 13.
Who knew?
As large as a suitcase.
How about that?
Well, you know what they say about shoes?
Yeah, he was very popular, Teak, I would imagine. Didn't have a hard time getting a date.
Let's go to Steve calling from New Jersey. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up,
man? First of all, Tiki, I want to thank you for your graciousness with you and Tracy. I met you guys at a local restaurant a couple of weeks ago. Spoke to you guys for about 20 minutes at the bar.
Oh, I appreciate that. This was at the Thirsty Turtle?
No, it was at Luco's.
Oh, Luco's. Gotcha.
Two bald men talking together.
That's right.
Yep.
I remember this. We just had a quick drink and a date. Nicole was in behind us as well.
That's correct. And I got to tell you, your wife is a princess. She was so great to talk to. It was great.
Thank you, man. So, I appreciate that.
It was great. Now, Tommy, listen to this.
Yeah.
I went to game three of the Knicks. I took my wife because she is a huge Knicks fan. I spent $4,200 on two tickets because she is the love of my life. And we went to the Rutherford and had a couple drinks and some appetizers for $120. So, Tommy, just remember this. If you want to have a girl in your life, you're going to treat her well. So just remember that for the rest of your life.
Wow.
Because my wife will, although we saw a bad game, the experience was unbelievable.
Wow.
Nice.
And so even though you dropped an absurd amount of money in a game that turned into a blowout, and that was my first reaction. I know Sean's first reaction after that game was over is, man, I feel bad for someone that dropped that kind of money. Here is our last caller saying he had the time of his life. His wife was happy. He was happy. They had a few drinks. They saw an awful basketball game, and they left happy.
Right.
That's inspirational.
Yeah, the difference is Tommy's wife will do that for him.
That's right. It goes the other way.
She runs up a big enough tab.
Oh, boy. Well, that's a bill to spend, and you got to know going in. It's the same thing with like a baseball game tonight where the prices are high. Sports are fickle, so you don't know what you're going to get. Like tonight's a game six at Madison Square Garden. There is somebody listening who dropped even more than our last caller suggested. The Knicks could lose by 50 tonight.
Right.
I'm not saying they are, but they could.
They've trailed by a lot in most of these games.
You're right, and you have to know. Same thing with this baseball game tonight. You may have dropped a fortune to boo Juan Soto. There's a chance that Carlos Rodon gets booed off the mound in the top of the first inning by Sean because the Mets put up seven runs and they slowly pull away. Like, that's the fickleness of sports when you spend a lot of money on a ticket. You could get a disaster. Now, with that said, I have a good feeling on tonight's Knicks game. What's your gut feeling on my gut feeling, Tiki?
Your gut feeling is that the Knicks are going to run away in the fourth quarter like the Celtics run away in the third quarters.
You absolutely are. Nailed it. You nailed it. I think the Knicks close them out tonight, and I've got a few reasons why. Some of them are emotional. Some of them are basketball. Mm-hmm. Would you like to hear the emotion first or the basketball?
Do the emotion first.
The emotion is the Knicks are like 0-5 in these closeout games, and this has been going back a long time.
Right.
Not just this year against Detroit or last year against Philadelphia, or Boston back in 2013.
Home closeout games, by the way.
I apologize. Yes, home closeout games. They have missed on so many opportunities going all the way back to 1999.
Yes.
And eventually, you seal the deal. And when you do seal the deal, you usually do it in an epic way.
Right.
Beating the Boston Celtics, despite the Tatum injury, beating the Boston Celtics is one of the great upsets of our time. It really is.
Yeah, we almost forgotten that because they've led this series the whole time.
You're right. And the injury to Tatum.
Yes.
But the Vegas odds made this a bigger upset than the Giants beating the Patriots. That's not me even arguing with you. Vegas made it a bigger upset. So I do think this counts as the grand conclusion to finally conquering the demon of a closeout game at Madison Square Garden. That's the emotional reason. The other thing about this team, they respond. Every time they put up a dud, they respond. Every time Jalen Brunson puts up a dud, he responds. Every time.
That's the one guarantee. You know Jalen Brunson's having a great game.
I know he's having a great
game. You know the ball is going, unlike with Cat, where you can't predict how many shots he's going to take or put up or can't even really create on his own. You know that Jalen Brunson is going to get those opportunities.
100%.
And you know he's going to produce because he always does.
His track record has shown us he's not going to have multiple bad playoff games in a row. Right. It's not going to happen. So number one, I think that. Number two, look, I give the Celtics a lot of credit. They're changing their game right now midstream with Jason Tatum out. But Kristaps Porzingis is done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all watched
him.
He was
unplayable.
He was unplayable.
What, 12 minutes? 14
because
minutes?
Missoula
like
knew he was out of breath. He couldn't get up and down the floor.
I mean, you almost feel bad for him because there clearly is some illness or whatever is ailing him that's keeping him from being at his best. But he was unplayable.
Unplayable. So I think when you look at the depth that the Celtics are taking, I think now the Knicks can adjust to the new brand of Celtic basketball of ball movement and Derek White drives and kickouts. I think the Knicks are able to respond. And if I had to give you a feel on how this thing plays out, I think it's a nip and tuck game for a while. And yes, I think the Knicks pull away early fourth quarter. And tonight at Madison Square Garden becomes one gigantic, kind of obnoxious party. That's my feeling tonight.
Are they doing the block party again?
Yeah.
All right.
They do it all the time now, man.
Do they?
Yeah. This is a common thing. And when they're on the road, they open up Madison Square Garden. And I think we're also, after the Knicks do win this game, if my gut feeling is right, some of the videos on social media with Knicks fans celebrating is going to be some of the funniest, again, obnoxious,
yeah,
but funniest, most ridiculous things you've ever seen. It is going to be like off the charts.
So, Tommy, are you going home to watch? Are you going to the block party?
So
or
I'm
are you going to the game?
Yeah, I'm in a – well, I'd love to go to the game if anybody wants to give me tickets, but
– you're out on that. I asked my neighbor, and he's like, kidding?
We have people in the audience. Maybe they have a –
you know what his answer was? He said, I would give him a ticket, but I'm afraid he's just going to curse me out after.
Well,
after not buying me anything, and then just – be upset with me.
If he acts like you did and it's warranted, then I will cut a promo on him like I did with you. But no, I'd love to go to the game. I'm actually a little torn now because my original plan was to stay here for the Soto at bat, top of the first, and then leave. But I looked at the GPS to get home and it's over an hour on the subway. So I would miss the early start of the game. I'd have to watch it on my phone on the subway. So now should I leave at 6:30? So I'm a little bit torn here on what to do.
You want me to give you advice?
Wow. Yeah.
And I'm giving you advice as a sports fan. Not as anything other than that, as what I would do. What I would do is I would get the hell out of here as soon as possible. Because while I am personally very excited for tonight's game, the New York Knicks are playing a game six of the Eastern Conference semifinals. And when I've been asked to make this decision in the past with the loser team I root for, I don't mean the Mets, I mean the basketball team, I've always picked my basketball team every single time. Now, unfortunately, every time I've done it, the Nets lost a playoff game, and they've been eliminated. So I've got a terrible track record. But I think, for me, and you could do whatever the heck you want, my priority would be before 8 o'clock being able to be comfortable and watching my basketball team play.
But we talk about the Subway Series and how we don't remember the games or the outcomes, and I agree with that, but we remember the moments. And the Juan Soto first at-bat at Yankee Stadium is a moment that I think we're all going to remember 10, 20, 30 years from now. So to not be in the building for when I have the chance.
I got you. I've already figured it out.
You paid for an Uber? Because it's only a 30-minute drive.
No.
So if you want to drop the money for me for an Uber, I'll get home.
I'm done paying for you. But here's what I will give you. Sean Morash and I will FaceTime you live during the at-bat with all the people around us so you could see all the reactions, and we got very good seats. We will show you the at-bat, and it will feel like you're there. What do you think of that?
I don't hate it. I just you still don't get the feel, the smells, the vibe. It's
we'll
FaceTime.
Just stay here.
It's you're not my grandma down in Boca Raton.
Just stay.
Just stay
and then go to like a bar when the game starts.
The bars. See, the issue with the bar is that
they're right here.
I know, but then you're by yourself. I don't know. I'm very torn.
You'll be with like 150 Knicks fans.
Do we think Stans and Billy's will have a lot of people that just came here to hang, vibe, and not go to the game?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, by the way,
any Met fans in there?
By the way, we just cut a deal telepathically with everyone in this room right now in this beautiful suite that is being used for our show. If you run down now to the third base field level section and buy us all ice creams in the Yankee helmet, just drop it off and you could leave immediately.
I could leave right now if I buy you guys
all of
ice
us.
Cream.
There's a lot of people here. Well, Steve Appria has done a great job. You're hooking him up.
$20.
Hurley, you 40. Want chocolate or you want vanilla? He wants vanilla.
$60.
Anthony Gallo, what are we looking at? Chocolate? Or should we go swirl?
It's 100.
And Tiki wants two, he said.
Yes.
And I actually want two as well. So if you could load it up and get it all back in time, sure, leave.
You're out.
I don't care.
And carry the helmets by the lid.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not dropping 300, but maybe the bar sounds good hanging around Yankee fans. It's fans.
Yeah.
That sounds a lot better than spending
$600. There's probably going to be a lot of Met fans in there too, by the way.
I don't know about that. I don't think the Met fan is hanging at the bars and not going.
Honestly, the more I think about it, and Sean seemed confident, and if you do it, certainly let us know. I don't think there's actually going to be anybody at the bars, because I figure if you're in the Bronx area, you're going to the game. Like, I doubt you're hanging out at the bar, so I think it'll be a quiet scene. Though I will tell you,
but the Knicks game's on.
Yeah.
So there's going to be Knicks watchers there, and you don't know what their fandom is.
That's true. I guess just regular bargoers.
Yeah.
Years ago, I went to Chicago for Mets Cubs, middle of the season with Beningo, and we left the game early because the weather was so terrible, and went to Cubby Bear across the street and watched Bulls Heat. And it was packed, and it was fun. So I don't know why I told that story. It's kind of irrelevant. Anyhow, when we come back, more of your calls. 8-8. At least I quit it as soon as I was saying it. Like, this is going nowhere. I'm done. The toll-free number is 888-808-1019. When we come back, a lot of Knicks fans want to give their opinions and their feels for tonight's game. We'll also hook you up with tonight's Mets lineup and Yankees lineup. It's Evan and Tiki live from Yankee Stadium.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We are live from Yankee Stadium. Mets Yankees coming up in about an hour and a half or so. Knicks Celtics a little bit later after that. So a very busy sports night. We are live from the ever mobile Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody, as far as the lineups are concerned for tonight's game. Nothing shocking, nothing crazy. Lindor, Soto, Alonso, the normal 1-2-3 for the Metsies, mm-hmm. with Vientos cleaning up, Nimmo 5, Marte is DHing against the lefty, Alvarez, Acuna at second, and Taylor in center. So the right-handed starting lineup for the Mets against the lefty. As far as the Yankees are concerned, he's become their leadoff hitter because he's got a kick-ass mustache and he's having an incredible year. Trent Grisham is leading off in center field. Aaron Judge 2, Cody Bellinger 3. Though the job of protection falls to Cody. Paul Goldschmidt cleaning up. Jason Dominguez 5. Volpe 6. Austin Wells 7. Oswald Peraza 8 at third base. And Yorbit Vivas batting ninth at second. So no DJ LeMahieu as they face Tyler McGill. Are you cool with that lineup, Sean?
Yeah. Look, they're going to have a rotation of guys with days off. I totally like giving Vivas more at-bats. I love Dominguez hitting 5. And also, noticeably, no Ben Rice tonight because they got to kind of rotate these days off.
Yeah, I mean, there's always someone sitting, and that's a good problem to have because you have enough guys performing where there's an odd man out. And earlier today, we had Aaron Boone on. We pressed him a little bit on, can Ben Rice play another position? And the answer is no. We may not like the answer, That's the answer.
Right. He explained how hard it is to play third base.
And then I followed up and said, so you're telling me it's not happening? Yeah. And he said, no. So Ben Rice is a first baseman. He is a designated hitter, and he's an occasional backup catcher.
Susan had a great answer to Sal and BT earlier about that question, too. Mm-hmm. It was something to the effect of, you know what's going to happen. Somebody's going to fall down the dugout steps. You know, really painting a picture.
For him to play third base?
Yeah, no, essentially, somebody's going to get hurt anyway. So stop worrying about him playing third base. He'll find his way in.
Giancarlo Stanton's not even back yet. So when he does come back, that's when it becomes a big deal. Yeah.
There's a really good chance she's going to be right about that. Like, baseball is the kind of sport where things usually take care of itself, but you like to be prepared just in case it doesn't. And right now the Yankees have a group. There's a reason why they're averaging 5.8 runs per game.
Yeah.
And to put in perspective how good that is, in the last 20 years, the Yankees have only had two seasons in which they've averaged more runs per game than what they're averaging right now. Mm. So it's unique, even for a franchise that has scored a lot of runs over the years. And the reason that's happening is, take Cody Bellinger out of it because he hasn't had a great year. You have a lot of guys that are producing.
No, you're right. Trent has been amazing. It's a surprise for everyone, at least with his bat, because we know he's a good fielder. But Aaron Judge is out of this world. Paul Goldschmidt is hitting 340 or whatever the heck he's hitting right now. So there's a lot of power in this lineup.
No doubt. But even on a night like tonight with Tyler McGill on the mound, no Ben Rice. Could be a weapon off the bench, though. We'll see. Let's get to your calls on the Knicks, on Mets Yankees, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Steve calling from Smithtown. How are you, Steve?
I'm all right. Stuck in traffic. Looking forward to the games tonight.
Excellent.
But I'm a little torn here, guys, and I want you guys to decide here for me.
Go ahead.
My girlfriend's a huge Yankee fan. She's so excited for the game. Obviously, I'm a Yankee fan too, but I'm way more of a Knicks fan, and I'm looking forward to the Knicks crushing the Celtics. But we have one TV, so she wants to watch the Subway Series. I want to watch the Dagger. What do I do?
Boy. This makes things so difficult because I would normally say just let her decide and
it's
keep
Friday,
her happy.
Though. It's Friday. Go out.
Okay. There's your answer.
Right. I mean,
just go out.
There's got to be, what, a Dave and Buster's or something near you? Local bar?
That's true.
I mean, I'm serious. I'm not even joking.
I do want to defend our last caller on not going out. He's sitting in traffic. He's probably worked all day.
Yeah.
And sometimes on a Friday, especially when you get older, the last thing you want to do is go out. Okay. You want to just go relax.
Now, here's what you do. There's got to be someplace right near you. Hey, honey, come meet me at wherever I am right now. We'll have dinner. We'll watch the games. You can watch whatever. I'll watch whatever. We'll meet in the middle. Then we'll go home and, you know, we'll take care of business.
There's another feature, though.
What's that?
And it, depending on what subscription service you have, it's the split screen.
No. It ruins it.
How does it ruin it? Because it takes away and puts some black space on there?
There's a reason why picture-in-picture is so 1997.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Just get another TV.
I don't even know if I have that.
No, I've noticed it. It does. By the way, YouTube TV does it extremely clean. There's no black space at all.
You've got to have YouTube TV.
I have DirecTV. It's pretty clean.
Yeah, YouTube TV is going to get you real far. Does YouTube TV have SNY?
That I don't know.
I know the answer.
They don't.
So, but I can watch. Yes. Does YouTube TV have yes?
I have no idea. I don't have YouTube TV.
I'm asking the question because I'm setting up.
I
about,
guess not.
Well, YouTube TV's got all this stuff.
I have DirecTV, and it's never an issue with the split
screen. Because DirecTV Stream, which is the service I have,
right,
has SNY and has the S Network and has MSG.
All right. You know what? I started this whole thing with depending on what service you have. All right.
Now, what the answer is do what I just said.
Go out.
Go out.
Or the real answer is keep her happy. Whatever the hell she wants.
Yeah, can I give a harsh answer?
A harsh answer.
So the Knicks are his team? Put the Knick game on. You could always get another girlfriend.
Yeah, try that one. See how
that's
that
free advice, by the way.
Let's go to Bays in Maryland. Hey, Bays.
Hey, Bays.
Hey, guys. Hello, how you doing? Thanks for
taking
we're
good. Call. What's up, man?
So I want to talk about the Knicks' keys to victory tonight.
Let's
the
hear them.
Biggest thing is they've got to pick up Derek White in the full court and stick to him like glue.
Yes.
And the second thing, too, is they need better shot selection when the Celtics are on a run. There were times where Pritchard was guarding Mikal Bridges. That is definitely where you want the ball to go and let him work his shot there. That's definitely a mismatch for us.
And that's what the Celtics have done so well against the Knicks, which is hunting the mismatch, specifically getting Brunson and Towns and looking for the matchup you want and attacking it and exploiting the Knicks' weaknesses defensively.
Mm-hmm.
But Derek White may be the key to all of this.
Yeah.
Because he is the energy bunny right now. He plays both ways. And also over the last two games, Teak, he's hitting the threes at like a 60% clip.
No, you're right. And look, at the end of the day, we know what the philosophy is for the Boston Celtics. They're going to take and shoot a ton of three-pointers. And they're going to create them in myriad of different ways. And so we can sit here and speculate all we want about what we think Tibbs is going to do offensively. We have no idea, right? Because earlier in the postseason, Cat was standing in the corner and everybody was mad about that. He wasn't playing the double. We have no idea what he's going to do. Defensively is the only place you can affect this Celtics team. You got to switch and you got to be in people's grills.
We are broadcasting from a beautiful suite. So there's these beautiful glass windows behind us. So I took a peek while Tiki was breaking it down. I was listening to you.
I heard
you. But I was taking a look. I was scouting the crowds because the gate is now open.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as a Met fan, don't like what I'm seeing.
There is not a lot of blue.
I do not. Now, look.
There is one blue standing right over that W.B. Mason sign.
There's one blue.
Yeah, that's literally one.
No, I know. That's my point. Like, there's going to be Met fans here, but over the years, sometimes Met fans have come close to 40% of the building. Like, there's been a really good split here over the last couple of years. And right now, my early returns tell me that's not the case. And I do have a theory if that turns out to be true, because obviously, once the game starts, we'll get a much better idea. It kind of backs up my point, Teak, that the emotion of this particular game is about booing or reacting to Juan Soto, which is a Yankee thing and not a Met thing.
Or it could be the colors. The orange and blue of the Mets are also the orange and blue of the Knicks. So the Met fan is the Knick fan, and the Knick fan is choosing to go to the Knick
I think
game.
The real answer is Yankee fans and Met fans are mostly Knick fans. There's only 12 of us that are not. We're the Net fans, and we're just, God knows where we are today. We're breaking down how we're trading up to three with Philadelphia.
I doubt this was an easy game to get on the secondary market for Met fans.
Well, that runs it into it because the prices were high.
Right, but not only high, it's just the Yankee fan wanted to be at this game.
Well, and that's my point, that this event is more of a Yankee event tonight
yes.
than it is a Met event. Like, yeah, it's a Met game at Yankee Stadium. This happens every year. But in terms of the excitement of Soto's first at-bat and the reaction, it's a Yankee thing. I said this at the top of the show as a Met fan. It's a game. I just want to win. Like, whether Soto gets booed or cheered or gets five hits or two hits or one hit or no hits, it's a Subway Series game. And the Subway Series is a unique thing. Like, the games at the end of the day don't matter much. Mm-hmm. But when I'm here, when I'm in the midst of it, when I'm sitting next to Morash and I'm at Yankee Stadium, I'd be lying to you if I didn't say I don't want it.
Right, you're engaged.
I'm engaged, of course. You, I want to win.
You hear that, any Yankee fan in traffic still making their way? That's the Met arrogance I'm talking about. It's a bigger deal for the Yankees.
Well, but it is.
Don't boo Juan Soto and give people like Evan Roberts the benefit of the doubt.
But am I right or am I wrong that this event is bigger for the Yankee fan because of Soto's
well,
return?
Well, today it is.
Yes, that's what I said today.
Yes, I think you're right.
I think it's bigger for the Yankee fan because of the idea that all they've had to hear is, this is a Mets town now. It's all, like, Soto's a
piece
of it.
Is it really a Mets town
now? It's not, but I think that's why the Yankee fan...
Who's the best baseball player in New York right now?
It's Aaron Judge.
Exactly. So is it really a Mets town?
No, and the second best is Paul Goldschmidt.
At least you use the guy that I adore. You may be right about all those things, but there's only one king of New York City, and his name is Jalen Brunson.
I'm sorry, who?
Oh, is that Aaron Judge in the fifth inning?
I'm sorry. That was Jalen Brunson in a closeout game in the third quarter.
I love the fact that I'm involved in a Judge versus Brunson debate. I'm, like, so passionately defending of Jalen Brunson.
You like neither.
I actually like
You're
both.
Not a fan of either.
Yeah, I said this the other night with Jalen. So when he fouled out and they put him on the big screen, and they showed this on TV as well, so everybody saw it, but I saw it on the big screen in Boston. And Jalen did that little wave with a smirk. I even said it to Tommy. I was like, I got to tell you, he's very likable.
Right.
He's a likable guy. And he's the king of New York
City.
What
do you think he was saying? I'll see you again.
I think he was like, I think he was cursing under his breath, actually. Like, yeah, okay.
We'll be back here for seven.
Let's go to Mark in Yonkers. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Actually, that's a pretty cool shot on TV, man. I love what you guys are saying that.
Thank you, man. Thank you, SNY. They've done a great job putting it together.
Appreciate you.
All right. Let me ask you guys a question. Tiki, I love you. Evan, I love you. I love all you guys. I listen to you every day. You're my favorite show. Now, can we all agree that this is the first time in Soto's career that he's facing adversity, facing pressure? Yes?
I think he faced a little bit in San Diego, but I don't think the pressure was there like it is here. Like he had adversity in San Diego. He didn't hit well.
Not only did he have adversity in San Diego, Mark, he got booed loudly in San Diego. Right. And this is not talked about a lot. The only reason I'm aware of it is when he started hearing those boos early in Queens, I looked into it. Mm-hmm. And we found articles written by the San Diego Tribune in which Soto gave an answer of how he appreciated the fans reacting. And while doing that, took a major number two on the Nationals. Because he said, if I'm remembering correctly, it's good to play in front of fans who actually care. Mm. And I was like, whoa, did you attack the Nationals? So he has faced adversity.
I mean, that's not even really the Nationals. It's a transient sports town.
It's the fans.
I understand it, but Washington is weird, man. You know this. You live there.
I did. It is
like, who are you a fan of? Oh, Chicago Bears? Why?
Teak, you are so right about that, and I don't think his assessment was wrong.
No.
But you don't say that. Because it alienates a fan base. You don't say that.
They're just not. It's a different type of passion.
100%. But the point is, like, Soto did face that adversity in San Diego. He was traded for a lot. That package that was given up is still insane. And at first, he didn't perform.
Right.
So even though we don't view San Diego as New York, he was facing a lot of pressure. Now, is it like this with $765 million and half the city not liking you because you left? It's different, but what has to help Juan Soto out is the fact that his team is winning. Like, they're winning. And for anyone who thinks Juan Soto's not happy as a Met, rewind to about 350.
Yes.
We asked Mendoza.
Specifically.
I said, Carlos, there are Met fans out there, not me. I want to make this clear. I'm not one of those crazies who think that Soto hates being a Met. Clear the air.
So I'm glad that you brought that up.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Because I was just on Twitter scrolling through some stuff, and there are videos of Juan Soto at the cage catching up with his former Yankee teammates, and he's smiling a lot.
Oh, boy.
So I'm already getting tagged in it saying
he misses it.
This is more smiles in a minute than he showed all season long in Queens. It's like, bro, he hasn't seen these guys in forever. He's catching it up. He's chopping it up. Of course he's going to be all smiles. We have jumped the shark on this. It is outrageous. It's like
he just doesn't know him yet.
Yeah,
he doesn't know his team, the Met teammates yet.
I don't think intimately. I don't think that's what it is.
Even Mindy said, "I'm getting to know him."
No, you're
spending
right.
Some time with him.
I think that the reason, because if we're really going to dive into, he smiled more with the Yankees and he had the handshakes. I think the answer could be construed as very negative about Juan Soto, but I'm going to give you my interpretation.
Go ahead.
He knows it's not clicking for him offensively. He knows it. It's why he's not shuffling. It's why he's not, I think, over the top, because even though the numbers are fine, he knows, and by the way, stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac, coming up next on SNY. And thank you, guys. You guys did a great job coming out here, setting it up, doing the whole thing. God bless you. We love you. Best sports network in this area by far. If I did a power rankings, it's SNY, and there's a huge fall off before I get to the other two. I forgot the word. Anyhow, I think the reason, if we are looking for the, hey, look, here's videos, he's more excited, he's more this, he's more that, is because when he got to the Yankees, he was hitting.
Right, he mashed right away.
He carried the team offensively, and some may construe this as selfishness. Like, hey, they're winning, why should that matter? But I also think that a part of his air, a part of his cockiness or what have you, comes with performance. And I'll tell you firsthand, I've watched every pitch. So's Tommy, or at least when the Knicks don't play. He's not clicking yet.
Right.
And I have confidence that when he does click, because I think he will, you will see that from Juan. So it's not he made a mistake, his family dragged him here, he hates them. I don't think it's any of that stuff. I think it's just literally a guy who's trying to figure it out.
It's an awkwardness because he knows what he's getting paid. The guys in that room know what he's getting paid.
I don't think it's about being paid. I think it's more about who he's supposed to be.
Right, it hasn't matched what he's getting paid.
Forget the money. It's just who he's supposed to be. Juan Soto is supposed to be this elite, forever talent. And He doesn't look like that. He's hitting 250.
But I'm going to back up my point with this. In spring training, again, loser watching it, he shuffled.
Of course he did.
Why?
I don't know. Loose.
Because he felt good.
Right.
I went to a spring training game, bro. It was unbelievable. My wife was sitting next to me. She's like, that guy's not even human. First pitch, base hit up the middle. It was a double. Second pitch, he saw next at bat, double up the alley. Do you guys remember this thing? You don't. It wasn't even on TV.
We weren't paying attention.
And he was
definitely
so...
Definitely not scoring like you do.
Teak, he was so locked in that my wife even said, does the guy ever make out? I said, he will. He does. It's baseball. I think he was locked in. In spring training, it doesn't matter. I think right now the lack of all of this is because he's not locked in.
Yeah.
And I hope the locked in starts tonight or it starts soon. But once it does, all the other ancillary stuff will follow. That's my view.
Should he bust out a shuffle in that first at bat?
Only if he
feels it.
Well, only if he's taking balls that are right on the edge.
I don't want a forced shuffle,
no
Tommy.
Forced shuffles.
I want a real shuffle.
All right.
I want a genuine shuffle.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.